Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for the retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Costly Grace.
A reading from the Good News according to Mark. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who do people say that I am? They'd seen him in action for a while, submitting to the baptism of John, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, casting out demons, multiplying loaves of bread and fish, telling stories about the reign of God and forgiveness. He had called forth the 12 as his apostles, and many others who mingled with them and followed their master. He was extraordinary. He'd even raised a young girl from the dead. He questioned the Jewish traditions with an unusual authority. He was indeed unique, unlike anyone who had walked the face of the earth. Who was this extraordinary individual? His apostles had some hunches, but most of them were still unsure, except Peter, who clearly proclaimed, "You are the Messiah." To know Jesus as the Messiah was one thing, one important thing, but it was another thing to know what a Messiah is, to know the role of that person, his mission from God. When Jesus began to describe his future suffering and death, that was just too much for Peter. We're told that Peter rebuked his master, as if he knew better. In Peter's mind, it would never happen that way. Then Jesus turned him around and faced him with the terrible reality awaiting him, the truth of his identity. Now Jesus was rebuking Peter. The tables were turned, and the challenge of following Jesus, the Messiah, was becoming increasingly clear. The Lutheran theologian and martyr Dietrich Bonhoeffer, perhaps reflecting on this very text, makes a distinction between cheap grace and costly grace. Bonhoeffer says, and I quote, "Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession, absolution without personal confession. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ, living and incarnate. Costly grace is the treasure hidden in the field. For the sake of it, we will go and sell all that we have. It is the pearl of great price to buy, for which the merchant will sell all his goods. Costly grace is the gospel, which must be sought again and again, the gift which must be asked for, the door at which we must knock. Who do you say that he is?"